What's up, wrestling fans? Patrick Hickey Jr. here, editor-in-chief, ReviewFix.com, and I'm going to give you my predictions for the 2011 Destination X from TNA Wrestling. One of the first matches that's probably going to be on tonight is an open challenge from Douglas Williams. If you guys aren't familiar with Douglas Williams, he throws one of the sickest German suplexes in wrestling, and he was X Division champion for quite some time. It's going to be really interesting to see who TNA puts him against. My choice would be Petey Williams, a guy that should definitely be not only in TNA, but on this card. There's another match. Winner gets a TNA contract at Zema Ion versus Jack Evans versus Low Ki versus Austin Aries. Aside from Low Ki and Austin Aries, Jack Evans had a very short run in TNA, and Zema Ion is a complete newbie. Considering the reception that Jack Evans got last week on Impact when he did his 630 off the top rope for the win, my choice is Jack Evans, even though it would be really interesting to see Aries given a legitimate run in the company, or even Low Ki come back for good time's sake. At the same time, the X Division needs newer stars, and guys that haven't already won the title and haven't already had a mini run with the company. You know, Evans is a guy that was there during the Asylum years and has spent a lot of time in Mexico over the past couple of years. He's really a fresh face in America, and the fans really dug him, so it'd be very interesting. Another match, Samoa Joe versus Kazarian. This should be called a match who was important 3 years ago match, as Kazarian was once looked at as one of the top young stars in TNA. The same thing goes for Samoa Joe, who was a former TNA champion and a guy that's pretty much done it all, but over the past 2 years is really kind of flustered off. Whoever wins this match should do so in epic fashion and kind of get themselves off the skids. Rob Van Dam versus Jerry Lynn looks to be a great match. There's no storyline needed for these two guys, considering the chemistry they have together. Anybody that watched Impact last Thursday saw that these guys can totally go in the ring. A nice 15-20 minute match between these two should get the crowd going. Expect it to be one of the middle matches, possibly leading up to the main event. Christopher Daniels versus AJ Styles looks to be an incredibly interesting match as well, but look for Christopher Daniels to betray Fortune. Fortune is a group that has a lot of baby faces and it's pretty strong, and for some reason, even with the addition of Mr. Anderson, Immortal just looks incredibly weak. For some reason, Christopher Daniels just looks much better in Immortal than he does in Fortune. He's never been a good face. He's always been a guy that's been much better as a heel, so it makes sense that he'd be Trey Styles in this match and go to Immortal. The return of the Ultimate X match has a quartet of X Division stars, including Robbie E., Amazing Red, Shannon Moore, and Alex Shelley, all vying for a number one contender spot. Whoever wins this match will be the number one contender for the X Division title. Expect Alex Shelley to really come out of his shell a little bit here and really show the crowd that he is a solid singles competitor. Over the years, Robbie E. has won the X Division title. So is Amazing Red. Shannon Moore has had success pretty much everywhere he's gone, even though, you know, he's never really won a title. But Shelley is a guy that's been through TNA through and through. He's won the tag team titles, good on the mic, excellent performer, just never really gotten an opportunity to show his stuff singles-wise. It makes sense that he would win this match. But then again, it's TNA, so we don't know who's going to win. Okay, finally, the X Division Championship match between Brian Kendrick and the champion, Abyss. I mean, it would be really nice to see Brian Kendrick win this title and get it away from Immortal, but considering the fact that Brian Kendrick doesn't really belong to any faction, and his ability on the mic is a little weird, I don't know if he's going to win this match. Again, is he a capable performer? Absolutely. He's one of the top wrestlers in TNA as far as the X Division goes. He's a guy that looks great in the ring, does his thing. If wrestling matters, Brian Kendrick wins the championship. However, Abyss is really kind of doing what he's got to do as far as this Sun Tzu Art of War storyline goes, and he looks good decimating people, and I think that's what TNA is going to want him to continue doing until someone, perhaps AJ Styles, takes the belt from him, because those two have excellent chemistry as well. There's also another match that's on the card, but it's not on the website. Generation Me versus a mystery tag team, a pair of, you know, tag team opponents. I mean, maybe I'm speaking a little too crazy here, but I think it would be fantastic to see the Hardy Boys come back and take on Generation Me, considering they're essentially a younger clone of the Hardy Boys. I don't know what the deal is with Jeff Hardy's criminal case, and I know, according to some websites, Matt Hardy has had problems with his tardiness, it shows, and basically been erased from storylines the past couple of weeks. It would be really nice to see the both of those two guys show up on the pay-per-view and really provide a high-quality match with a solid young tag team such as Generation Me. So those are our picks for the night. We hope you enjoy the show. You can check out our live tweet at ReviewFix, ReviewFix, on Twitter, or you can follow us on Facebook. Just type in ReviewFix. So Patrick Hickey Jr., editor-in-chief, ReviewFix.com, and we'll catch you guys later.